Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to release flag and insignia of the Supreme Court today. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw says newly designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version will roll out in next few days. Air Marshal Tejinder Singh takes over as Deputy Chief of the Air Staff of Indian Air Force. National Nutrition Week begins from today. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Andhra Pradesh in the wake of cyclonic storm Asna. Very heavy rain continue to lash several parts of Telangana. In US Open Tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Aldila Suchiade enter quarterfinals of mixed doubles. And in Paralympic Games, Indian athletes to appear in various medal events today. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will unveil the new flag and insignia of the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi today. She will also deliver the valedictory address at the ongoing National Conference of District Judiciary. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court featured five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management, and training. Yesterday, while inaugurating the conference, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for society. He said many district laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach at BEML facility in Bengaluru today. He announced the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version is ready for testing and trial run and will roll out of the facility in the next few days. He said the passengers will benefit from it in the next 3 months.
After the success of Vande Bharat chair car, the manufacturing and design of Vande sleeper was something for which all of us were working on it. Hum design kar rahe the. Wo manufacturing complete hui hai. Vande sleeper testing ke liye, trials ke liye, Bangalore ki BEML ki factory se agle kuch hi dinon mein nikle. Lambi journey thi. Kai tarah ke naye features Vande sleeper mein laye gaye.
After his visit to the BEML, the minister is also scheduled to virtually flag off the Pilibhit to Melani train service from the VIP terminal of Kempegowda International Airport in Bengaluru this evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has condemned the incident that happened with a woman doctor in Kolkata. He called for creating a mechanism to punish the culprits involved in such crimes. Addressing the students and faculty members of the institute at AIIMS Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today, Mr. Dhankar stressed that action must be taken against those who shame humanity with such heinous crimes.
Our heart is injured. Our conscience is crying. Our soul is seeking accountability. This day will ever be marked. We have to hold these barbaric elements, demonizing humanity, putting entire civilization of this country to shame. They shredded what India stands for. The entire nation is on the rise.
Earlier, on the second day of his two-day visit, the Vice President addressed the cadets of Rashtriya Indian Military College, RIMC, Dehradun. He appreciated the decision to admit girls in military schools. He said that the admission of girls in military schools reflects the remarkable positive steps taken for gender equality and gender justice.
In its centennial year, alongside SENI schools and military schools, the intake of girl students was initiated in July 2022, a cornerstone, a game changer and reflection of what is taking place in the country. Inclusion of girl students means, as for non-discriminatory level playing field, now a fundamental constitutional ordinance. Admission of girls by RIMC, SENI schools and military schools is also reflective of remarkable affirmative strides that have been taken for gender equality and gender justice.
Air Marshal Tejinder Singh has taken over as the Deputy Chief of the Air Staff of the Indian Air Force in New Delhi today. After assumption of his new appointment, he paid homage to the brave hearts who gave the supreme sacrifice by laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. Air Marshal Tejinder is an alumnus of the National Defence Academy and commissioned in the fighter stream of the IAF on 13th of June 1987. He is a Category A qualified flying instructor with over 4,500 hours of flying, an alumnus of Defence Service Staff College and National Defence College. He has commanded a fighter squadron, a radar station, a premier fighter base and was Air Officer Commanding in Jammu and Kashmir. He was also awarded the Vayu Sena Medal in 2007 and Ati Vishisht Seva Medal in 2022. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. National Nutrition Week is being celebrated across the country beginning from today. The week is observed annually from 1st to 7th of September. This annual event was initiated by the Food and Nutrition Board of the Ministry of Women and Child Development in 1982. More from our correspondent.
The week-long observance aims to intensify nutrition and health-related awareness among the masses, which can profoundly impact productivity, economic growth and ultimately development of the nation. It also aims to educate communities about nutritional needs of different age groups from infants to elderly. During this week, major emphasis is laid on nutrition education and training programs carried out by the governmental and non-governmental organizations. Throughout this week, several seminars, workshops, educational programs, conferences and public awareness campaigns are organized across the country. These activities are designed to educate people about the advantages of maintaining a balanced diet, the positive impact of proper nutrition, ways to prevent diseases linked to poor dietary fibers, and strategies to overcome nutritional deficiencies. Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Central Consumer Protection Authority has imposed a penalty of 5 lakh rupees on Shankar IAS Academy for publishing false and misleading advertisements regarding the results of the UPSC Civil Service Exam 2022. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this decision was made to protect and promote the rights of consumers and ensure that no false or misleading advertisements are made regarding any goods or services. Russia has said it intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones last night, including 2 over the city of Moscow and 9 over the surrounding Moscow region. It was one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. 46 were over the Kursk region. Ukrainian drone strikes have brought the fight far from the front line into the heart of Russia. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial attacks on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. The IMD said that Vidarbha and Telangana region are expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today and heavy to very heavy rainfall likely at isolated places in Assam, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala, Mahe and Telangana. The Andhra Pradesh State Disaster Management Authority has issued an update regarding the recent cyclonic storm Asna that crossed the coast near Kalingapatnam between 12:30 and 2:30 a.m. last night, significantly impacting northern Andhra Pradesh and southern Odisha. As a result of this storm, several districts in the region are expected to experience varying levels of rainfall throughout the day. Additionally, the Disaster Management Authority has issued a first-level flood warning for the Krishna River at Prakasam Barrage. The Disaster Management Authority strongly advises the public to avoid going near canals, culverts and manholes, as well as towards fallen power lines and electric poles, which may pose serious hazards. Meanwhile, the city of Vijayawada is currently facing a severe flood situation due to the breach of the Budameru Bund and the canal embankments of Pamula and Vaguleru near Ambapuram. As a result, several areas have been inundated, turning streets into torrents of water. Fire department personnel are on the ground assisting those trapped in their homes. Residents are advised to stay indoors and follow instructions from emergency services to ensure their safety. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu conducted a comprehensive review of the ongoing heavy rain and flood situation virtually across various districts with key officials today. Ministers, Chief Secretary, DGP, District Collectors and SPs were present in the meeting. The Chief Minister assessed the latest condition and actions being taken by each district and department. He emphasized the importance of real-time monitoring using drones and CCTV cameras and directed the officials to respond immediately to the requests made through media and social media platforms, including WhatsApp groups. In Telangana, heavy rain continued to lash several parts of the state. Normal life has been severely affected and low-lying areas in various districts are facing inundation. The state government has directed district administration of the 11 districts that are on red alert to take measures on war footing to protect the bunds of lakes and streams. Chief Minister Revant Reddy has directed officials of emergency services to be available round the clock at ground level. Our correspondent reports the government has appealed to people to remain indoors and asked to be away from swollen rivulets and streams.
Heavy to extremely heavy rains continued to lash almost the entire state under the influence of the depression formed in the Bay of Bengal. The entire administration is on alert as the rivers, rivulets and streams are on spate in several districts. The officials of emergency services who are on leave have been asked to join duties and other officials have been asked to be available round the clock at the ground level. Control rooms have been set up at affected districts and also at the state secretariat. The authorities have declared holiday tomorrow to educational institutions in rain-affected districts. Siddipet and Kamareddy districts are receiving very heavy rain since morning. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
On to sports. In the US Open, Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Suciadi reached the mixed doubles quarterfinals. The duo beat John Pace and Katrina Seva 0-6, 7-6, 10-7 in the pre-quarterfinal match. They will face Matthew Ebden and Barbara Craig in the quarterfinal. Bopanna also entered the third round of men's doubles with Matthew Ebden. The duo clinched a 6-2, 6-4 victory over Spain's Roberto Carbajal Baena and Argentina's Federico Coria. On the fourth day of Paris Paralympics today, India will be looking to improve its ranking in medal tally. In para-athletics, Ravi Rangoli will be in action in men's shot put F40 final, while Nishad Kumar will also eye on a medal in the men's high jump T47 event final. A win by either of them will make another medal for India confirmed. In shooting, Avni Lekra will be in action to win to another gold medal in the R3 mixed 10 meters rifle prone SH1 qualification round along with Siddharth Babu. In badminton, Suhas Yathiraj and Sukant Kadam will face each other in the men's singles SL4 badminton semi-finals to secure a place in the final. On the other hand, Shuttler Pallav Kohli lost her women's singles SL4 quarterfinal match against Indonesia's Kalimatu Sadia. In another match, Mandeep Kaur lost her quarterfinal against Nigeria's Mariam Eniola Bolaji. In para rowing, Anita Narayan Kongan Palle will compete in PR3 mixed double sculls final B. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. The minister said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to release flag and insignia of Supreme Court today. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw says newly designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version will roll out in next few days. Air Marshal Tejinder Singh takes over as Deputy Chief of the Air Staff of Indian Air Force. National Nutrition Week begins from today. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Andhra Pradesh in the wake of cyclonic storm Asna. Very heavy rain continue to lash several parts of Telangana. In US Open Tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Aldila Suciadi enter quarterfinals of mixed doubles. And in Paralympic Games, Indian athletes to appear in various medal events today. And with that, we end the midday news.